Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Van Halen music bringing us back. 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. To your advantage, we got lots of stuff there under whatever's on your mind under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can read or listen to there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter also when you're there. And check out the new video while you're there too. Richard Hooker is our guest. Richard is a longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, a business consultant helping people like you and me with our businesses, and we're talking about rebooting your business. Richard, what's the next thing we need to do to think about rebooting our business?
Well, I want to repeat something that you've already said, and that is about performance. And we talked about reorganizing your business. By organizing up your business, I don't mean assigning jobs to employees. I mean just listing all the functions of your business, what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done. It is absolutely vitally important that every time you list a function, every time you list something where money is going out, where somebody has to do something, that you give it a performance target. That this is how real businesses do business. Mm-hmm. They don't. An example of that is, let's say you're in the consulting business. You need to generate clients. So you say, my goal today is to make 20 phone calls, 20 cold calls mm-hmm. to try to get clients. Well, that's something you do. That's not a business. That's something you would do as an employee. What a performance target is I need to close on 3 clients per week, not I need to make 20 phone calls. That you have to aim at the performance target, not just the what you do. That I've seen businesses do the what you do part and walk themselves right into the grave.
Well, and this is also where you fool yourself into thinking you're doing business when all you're doing is activity.
Yeah, all you're doing is work.
Yeah.
you're doing what people could otherwise pay for you. I always say everything you do in a business should have two questions that it answered. A what and a how high. You're kicking field goals. You're making it to the goal and you're getting it over a certain performance level. So everything should have a performance level. When you bring in somebody who's outsourcing, when you outsource them on a performance level. If you can, it's not always possible to do that. You pay them on a performance level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in sales, for instance, of only paying salespeople for bringing in sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. It's hard to find somebody willing to do that. You can only do it if you're generous to them.
Well, this is where you say to a salesperson, I'm not paying you to make calls. I'm not paying you to go talk to customers. I'm paying you to bring back sales.
Yeah.
You're very clear.
Everything.
Very clear about that. I'm not paying you to manage my numbers. I'm paying you to give me reports I can trust.
That's correct. I need to see dollars going into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing a list of functions, you need to define what performance level. I define organization as the functions that a business must do at a certain performance level in order for the business to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a what, and it's always a how high. I need to advertise. That's the what. The how high is each advertisement needs to bring in X amount of revenue. And when the performance isn't met, you then rethink it and re-strategize it, or you cut it loose and let it go. It's not performing. Or you're not performing, or your salesperson is not performing.
How long?
And it's probably the most valuable thing we can say here is most small businesses don't work with performance targets.
Isn't that one of the biggest problems we have?
Rebooting your business, reboot it from the standpoint of performance targets.
But we wait too long, Richard. We wait too long. Most of us wait too long to make those kinds of decisions, don't we?
They wait too long, but there is, you know, as long as the patient is on the table, the patient can be resuscitated.
Mm-hmm.
So too long is any amount, I would define too long as any amount of time between the time they're hearing this and the time they sit down to actually work on rebooting their business mm-hmm. by replanning it and reorganizing it. That's officially the too long time.
Right.
When they've been given the ideas or they've been given the impetus to do something, it is like, I will diet tomorrow.
Right.
Means that all of today now is too long before your diet.
Right, yeah. Hey, Richard, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always, helping us get our business
all right,
rebooted. We'll see you next time. Give us your website one more time, Richard, before we go.
It is www.shoestringventure.com.
Check it out,
and
folks.
We can be found on Amazon.
That's also the title of the book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.